At the end of yesterday's shiur, we discussed why certain Rishonim would decide to have Beis Din only at certain times in the process and not at other times in the process. So we basically had three different approaches to take, and now today we'll go into Mila and Tefila, which Rishonim hold that you need Mila, and perhaps why dafka those Rishonim, and also with regards to the Tefila. So yesterday we said that why would it only be at certain times and not others within the process? Either you say because the whole process needs Beis Din, and if it doesn't apply at certain points in time, it's just because that's not part of the process of Geirus. That's just either to remove your shame Urla or whatever it is. But it's not part of the process of Geirus. The second approach was that no, there could be other parts that are part of the process of Geirus. It's just that this is the Iker part of Geirus, and once it's the Iker part of the Geirus, so then that requires Beis Din. But the other parts, even though they are part of the process of Geirus, they do not require Beis Din. And then the third approach that we had was presented by Rav Moshe and also the Karen Ora, which is to say that the only thing that requires Beis Din is whatever is at the very end. The very last part of the process, that requires Beis Din. So now we're going to go through Mila and Tefila, hopefully, tonight. So let's first discuss Mila. So Mila is not really discussed by, it's not discussed by most of the Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim do not mention anything. Anybody have a Kiddushin? Yeah, I just don't have one. I got a photocopy. So Rashi and Kiddushin sound Beis and Beis. By Tzarech Shlosha. Says Yisrael should istakin lo lahadvilo ulhodiyo mixas mitzvos kalos v'chamuros. He doesn't mention anything about Mila. So Pasha says since he doesn't mention anything about Mila, so then he would hold that it doesn't require Beis Din. So that's one Rashi. I thought you could have also a diuk in another Rashi and Menvavim Beis. In Menvavim Beis, in Devar Maschil in Matvilim, some people ask what was this doing in the Marble Kumas. So this is going within Shitas Rav Yossi, who holds that we need to have Mila and Tefila, like the Chachamim, that is the Chachamim. So why don't they do Tefila? Shema Rabbi Mahol beGivoni Mahol. What's the Chashash? The Chashash is that he's a Rabbi Mahol or Givoni Mahol. So if you held that Mila was Ma'akiv to be done in Beis Din, you could have had a different Chashash. You could have had the Chashash being that it wasn't done in B'nai Beis Din. So the fact that Rashi doesn't mention that, it's not a raya mochrata. So that, together with the fact that you have kedushin on Beis and Beis, so it's clear. The reason why it doesn't mention it is because Mila doesn't require Beis Din. So it's not a chashash. So therefore, the only chashash is about a Rabbi Mahol and Givoni Mahol. So that's within Rashi. So the Chor within Rashi, it makes a lot of sense why he doesn't require Beis Din. Right, we pointed out that there was a stira within Rashi. Does Mila have to be l'shem geirus, or could it just be l'shem mitzvah? So we pointed out that there was a stira between Menvavim and Aleph and Menvavim Beis. And we wanted to explain that according to Rashi, Menvavim Beis, he's going within the shita of the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold, which is how we pass him. The Chachamim hold that it just has to be l'shem mitzvah Mila. Which one could explain that once it's l'shem mitzvah Mila, it's not l'shem geirus. So you could explain that it's not really part of the geirus process. It's just l'shem mitzvah Mila to tell me and as long as it's within the context of a Mila, so I'm removing that shame RL, but that doesn't mean that it's really part of the formal Geirus process. It's really just a step prior to the Geirus process. So it fits well within Rashi, the fact that he holds that it doesn't require a Beis Din. It doesn't fit as well within Tosos and Tosos Rush. Remember, Tosos Rush and Krisos, they both hold that it has to be L'Shem Geirus. Mila has to be L'Shem Geirus, and not l'shem, just any mitzvah. So according to them, they don't mention anything about Mila. There's no mention whatsoever about Mila within Tosos or Tosos Rush. They're just discussing a couple of mitzvahs or tefillah, but there's no mention of Mila. So the Pashas is also, according to Tosos and Tosos Rush, that we do not require Mila to be l'shem, we do not require Beis Din for Mila. So why would that be? If they hold that it has to be l'shem geirus, why don't they include that in the requirement that Beis Din has to see the Mila? See, you have to say, the other option, which is to say that just the ikker part of the process, or the end part of the process, requires beis din, but you can't say that the whole process requires beis din, because for them, part of the process is the milah. So it would just have to be the tefillah, either that's because it's the ikker, or the kavos mitzvahs, or because it's at the end. So do any of the other Rishonim discuss milah? Are there any Rishonim that actually do discuss milah? No? Anybody, what do people think?
The Ritva says something
about it. Any other Rishonim?
The
Rashba Bashem, the Ramban. But what about the Ramban himself? The Ramban himself does not say it, right? So if you look at the Ramban, this is the whole thing. The Magen Mishnah, if you saw the Magen Mishnah at the very end, in Yisra B'ya Gimel Tess, he quotes the Ramban just like the Rashba quotes the Ramban, to say that Mila does require Beis Din. If you look at the Ramban, he does not really mention it. The Ramban on Memhema Beis, he mentions Mila in the context of not requiring Beis Din. He says, "Imhalach l'mav v'tavol shelo mipnei v'pnei Beis Din harei zekasher v'lo pasin l'zarei." And then he says, "Mishim de'lachatchila ba'yishlosha bein be'kabala bein be'tzvila." So he mentions that if the mila is shelo b'pnei Beis Din, so then you're fine. It's kasher. And he says, "But l'chatchila would require it." The l'chatchila for him is like the rif, which we'll get to by tzvila. He says, "L'chatchila would require three bein be'kabala bein be'tzvila." But he doesn't mention any reference to the mila requiring it. As I pointed out, the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban saying that it is required, and the Rashba is quoting the Ramban, but he adds the word mila, which is a little strange. If you go to the Rashba, he says, because of the Ramban, Muhammad Divrei Rav Hasid Del Chafila Tzar Shlosha Bein B'Mila Bein B'Tvila Be'ilu Iskara Beno Levin Atzma Legamer Atzma Diyavin Eno Ger V'Goy Gomer V'Goy Dimish Mekzivte. So he says, the Chafila requires Shlosha Bein B'Mila Bein B'Tvila. He adds Mila. It's strange that the Rashba, according to the Ramban, would add Mila. We'll get to the Ritva in a second, who also mentions Mila. So I don't know, I'm not sure exactly how this came down, but like, what did the Rashba, what was the lashon that the Rashba saw in the Ramban? But for the Rashba himself, this fits very nicely. Again, I don't know how he's putting this in the Ramban, what girsa he saw in the Ramban. But for the Rashba himself, who pointed out that he holds that it has to be, A, it has to be l'shem geirus, from Shevet Levi, right? We saw that he requires Shevet Levi to do Hatavas Dan Bris when they left Mitzrayim, because the milah that they performed originally, even though that was l'shem mitzvah, that didn't suffice. They would have to dafka do mila l'shem geirus b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Rashba holds that the status of a geir shemav lo taval is the status of miksas Yisrael. Right? He was nuthos l'ksas das yehudis. So the Rashba seems to hold that mila is part of the geirus process. It really is part of that geirus process. As opposed to the Ramban, we saw for the Ramban, he held that Shevet Levi does not require hatavas dan bris. So for him, it's just l'shem mitzvah alone works. So if l'shem mitzvah alone works, so then that seems to hold that it's not really part, you could hold that it's not part of the process. It's just to remove the shem ara. So if it fits that the Rashba himself adds mila, I don't know exactly how it works, what if you saw it in the Ramban. But for the Rashba himself, he adds the word mila, but for the Ramban, it also works that he does not include mila in the geirus process. Because for him, it's just to remove the shem ara. The Ritva does mention that Mila needs Beis Din. And this should be a problem. Right? Because what did the Ritva hold by Shevet Levi? Anybody remember? What? He said like the Ramban, right? I forgot if he did he quote the Rabban or he just said it Shema Atzma. Yes, the Ritva says it himself, and then he says B'chein Kosev Rabban. So the Ritva himself held that for Sheva Levi we do not require Hatavas Dambris, and then he says B'chein Kosev Rabban. So he's clear that this is his own Shita. So according to the Ritva, it just has to be L'shem Mitzvah. It does not have to be L'shem Geiris, and yet he requires that Mila has to be done in front of a Beis Din. So what exactly is going on here? So this Ritva is a little difficult, because if it's L'shem Mitzvah, so then L'chora it's not part of the Geiris process, and if it's not part of the Geiris process, so then why does he require Beis Din? Anybody have any answers? Before I give a Tochik answer? So, the only thing I could come up with is to say that, no, for the Ritva, it doesn't have to be the Shem Geiris. Because the purpose of the Mila is to remove that Shem Arel that the Goya has. But who says that that itself is not also part of the Geiris process? Maybe part of the Geiris process is also to remove that Shem Arel. That is goofa, part of the Geiris process. I mean, I have to remove the Shem Arel, and then the second step that I have to enter into Kedushas Yisrael. But that all falls under the Geiris process, which would lead to an interesting machlokas. I'm not sure what the Yisrael of the machlokas is between the Ramban and the Ritva, that for the Ramban, removing the Shem Arel is not part of the Geiris process. But for the Ritva, removing that Shem Arel is part of the Geiris process, and that's what requires Beis Din. I'm not sure what that Yisrael of the machlokas is. But for the Ritva, I think the Ritva is more of a chiddush to say that that is part of the Geiris process. That removing the shame Arel is itself part of the Geiris process and therefore would require a Beis Din. Fine, so that's all in terms of Mila, just connecting the dots with all the previous sugyas that we've had as to whether it requires Beis Din or not. And so in the end of the day, the Rashba quotes the Ramban to say that we require Beis Din for Mila, and we pointed out that fits with the Rashba, who holds that you're entering into Kedushas Yisrael, even though he's quoting it B'Shem Ramban. Almost everybody else does not mention anything about Mila. The Ritva does, and we said that was a little strange because he holds that it just has to be the Shem Mitzvah Ba'alma, but perhaps that itself, removing the Shem Arel, is also part of the Geiris process. Fine, so now let's deal with Tevila. All the Rishonim deal with Tevila explicitly. So there are basically, just before we get to the Rishonim, there are basically three sugyas which deal with the requirement for Beis Din for the tefillah process, for the tefillah part of the process. So we have the Gemara Mempeim Beis. On Mempeim Beis, we have this woman who does tefillah l'nida, and that's going to count for her geiris. So we pointed out at the time that we did this, the first time we did this, was that the Rambam himself has a whole different understanding of this sugya. So definitely for the Rambam, which we'll get to the Shita of the Rambam on Monday, but for the Rambam himself, you can't prove from the sugya that we don't need Beis Din for the tefillah, because he has just a totally different understanding of the sugya. But the other Rishonim, some Rishonim like the Ritva, have the understanding that no, when she does tefillah nida, it is in front of three. So it's just the easy way to get out of it is to say that for some reason we know that this is the Gemara assumes that this is in front of three, and so therefore we do require Beis Din. The other way to get out of this Gemara is to say, like we mentioned yesterday, the opinion of Tosfos, which is, and some either agree or disagree with this, which is to say that it was just the Anan Sahadi, and Anan Sahadi counts for Beis Din. That's the other way to get out of it. We also have the Sugya on Menvavam and Beis, that Tefillah has to be done at night. The Gemara mentions that Shema Mina Ino Ger Ad Shema Vietvol. So you can say the Shema Mina Tlas is not going on the Tefillah necessarily. But then it also says Shema Mina In Matbilim Ger Belayla. So if Tefillah doesn't require a Beis Din, so then why do we have to have the Tefillah? Why can't the Tefillah be done at night? What would be the reason for the Tefillah not to be done at night? So if you hold that. So, l'chora, this seems to imply that it does need Beis Din, either as as an ikuv, or it could just be lechatchila. But is there any way to, for anybody, if anybody holds that it's not required at all, so what would they do with this gemara? Like Tosus and Kiddushin. Tosus and Kiddushin says that it's not required at all, as one of his answers. So if it's not required at all, so then how would you explain this gemara? So the Pnei Yeshua in Kiddushin explains that really it's a little lav dafka. And it's there to show you the connection between Tzvila and Kabbalah Mitzvos. We're going to get to Kabbalah Mitzvos soon, but the Braisa and Zayin Amaral discusses Kabbalah Mitzvos and how essential it is to be connected to the Tzvila. The Kabbalah Mitzvos really has to be connected to the Tzvila. And when the Gemara here says, Ima Bilim Ger Belaila, it really means that they can't have Kabbalah Mitzvos at night. Kabbalah Mitzvos just always happens, and it's essential for it to happen at the same time as the Tzvila. So if Kabbalah Mitzvos requires Beis Din, so then the Kabbalah Mitzvos can't happen at night. And so then the Tzvila also can't happen at night. No, within the first answer, the very first line, Tosus says that Kabbalah Mitzvos needs three, but Tzvila Sagi B'chad. So that just needs one. I'm not sure. We had another explanation yesterday why Tosus holds you need one, which is to say that it's the Beis Din of a guy. So I don't know. I didn't look it up. I'm not sure what the halacha is about in terms of a guy, whether the Beis Din could happen at night or not. But if you hold that it can't happen at night, so then that would be another explanation for that Tosus to say that no, it might be on Gev Laila because this is through a Beis Din of a guy. It's just, and that's why it can't happen at night. But I'm not. I did not look into that to see whether the Beis Din of a guy is what it could happen at night or not.
Wait, why can't Tosus just say that that was the one Zohar Melech Lechatzila case? Really? We just want to do the best way.
It could be a Lechatzila case. I'm trying to explain. According to those that hold that it's not required at all, you do not need a Beis Din at all, even Lechatzila, and there are such opinions, so then how would you explain this Gemara? So the only way to explain it is to say that it's really connected to Kabbalah and Mitzvah. And then the third Gemara is on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Where we have the 3-2, which turns into 3 Talmidei Chachamim, there b'shas ha-tefillah, and also there. So if you hold that you don't need a Beis Din for tefillah, the only way to explain that Gemara is to say, no, we needed those 3 Talmidei Chachamim there for the Kabbalah Samitzah. It wasn't there for the tefillah, but it was just there for the Kabbalah Samitzah. Fine, so those are the 3 Gemaras that discuss the issue of tefillah, whether Beis Din is necessary for the tefillah part. So what are the various shitas? What are the shitas, whether it's required, only lechatzchila, or it's not required at all? So Rashi and Kiddushin clearly says that it's required. These are the opinion that we need Beis Din for the tefillah. Rashi and Kiddushin sound like Beis. Tosus also mentions this as an opinion. The fact that he says that whenever he answers that it's the worst to an anantzadi for the Gemara Memhei of Beis, so he's of the opinion that it's really necessary. It's necessary to have a Beis Din, it's just accomplished through the anantzadi. The Tosus holds of it. The Rosh and Dalad Lamed Aleph by us also seems to hold of it at a certain stage. And also the Nemuki Yosef says that we need to have Beis Din Kli Kuva. It's required to have a Beis Din. That's the opinion of the Nemuki Yosef. Not just Lachatzila, but it's necessary. They all say that it's necessary with the Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. All those that say that tefillah is necessary, it's also necessary to have Beis Din by the Kabbalah Mitzvahs. We do not find within any of these Rishonim, we'll get to the Rambam on Monday, but we do not find within any of these Rishonim an opinion that says that we require Beis Din by the tefillah, but not by the Kabbalah Mitzvahs. So it seems to be that they hold it, that they require it both by the tefillah and by the Kabbalah Mitzvahs. So how do you explain this shita if it's required? So to explain the shita that it's required, if it's with the Kabbalah Mitzvah, so then either you say that that is the whole process of the Geirus, and they hold that Mila is not part of the process of the Geirus process, or you hold this is the Iker. This is the Iker part, but not the Mila. So you say one of those two things, because since they're required for both, so either say this is the whole process, or this is just the Iker part of the Geirus process. The rest of the shitas that say that it's not required, either it's not required or it's required as a lechatzila, they hold that really the Kabbalah Mitzvahs need the Beis Din, but not the Tefillah. So if they hold that the Kabbalah's mitzvahs needs a Beis Din, but not the two laws, so then it seems like they hold that just the ikar part of the process is the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and that's what requires Beis Din. But the tefillah is not the ikar part of the process, and that doesn't require a Beis Din. That's how you would have to explain according to those shittos. Right, so according to the ones that hold that you do not need tefillah, you just need it by, potentially just need it by the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and that's really the ikar part of the geris. Which is just important to keep in mind, that when we think about the whole process, the meal of tefillah, essentially korban, and the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, if you're a shita that holds that you dafka need the Beis Din only by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it highlights the role of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that this is really the ikar part of the geris process. The rest of it is just, you know, it's the process that you have to go through, but the main part of the actual geris is the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. How do you know that it's ma'akev? I mean, you could ask the same question. Why dafka Rashi as opposed to Tosfos? Any of the sheets. How do you know that it's ma'akev? I think it's the pasha pshat of the Gemara Mevavim Beis. The Shema Minat Tzlas. That is the pasha pshat of Mevavim Beis, that we need three. What do we need three for there? That the context of there is for tefillah. They're saying, let's hold off. Because Mavel Otama would say, let's hold off until tomorrow to perform the tefillah. And there were three. So the pashas of that Gemara, and also the fact that the tefillah can't be done at night, it seems like the Pashas, that is what the Pashas of the Gemara is. All the other Rishonim would say that we don't require it, so they either say it's only referring to Lechat Tefillah, and those that hold that we don't require it at all, we have to lab dafka the Gemara to say it's only talking about Kabbalah's mitzvahs. I think that is the Pashas of the Gemara Mevavim Beis.
Why would you not touch it like that?
To say what?
To
talking about Kabbalah's mitzvahs?
No, why would you not touch it?
We have stiras between the Gemaras. We have Mevavim Beis, which seems like the Pasha says that we do require it. We have Memhayim Beis. The big Gemara is Memhayim Beis, to say that it works through the Tfilas Nida alone. So Pashas in that case, the Ritva says that we need. There was a case where we had Beis Din, but the Pashas of that Gemara is that she's going to the Mikvah without anybody seeing her. So Memhayim Beis is a big Raya that it's not Makkah. Are there any Shitas that say that we do not require it at all, not even as a Lefafila? So you can say that's the first shita of Tosos in Kiddushin. He says you need the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but tefillah sa yitachad. So potentially that Tosos is saying that we do not require Beis Din at all. Right? Alternatively, it means that it's a Beis Din of one. But the pashas of that Tosos is to say that it's just Kabbalah's mitzvahs alone. And I believe that Muki Yosef quoted a shita which he rejected that said that we do not need Beis Din at all. We wouldn't need Beis Din at all by the tefillah, not even as a lechat tefillah. So let's run through the... Was there a question? In Kiddushin. Okay, maybe it's also this rush. So is there anybody... So who are the shittas that say they require Lechat Tefillah? And even within Lechat Tefillah, there are different levels of Lechat Tefillah. And once we're going to quote those shittas, and then we're going to try to explain... You have to ask why it is that it's required as a Lechat Tefillah. So the Mimanusha. Either it's required because it's part of the process and we need Beis Din, or if it doesn't need Beis Din, so then it shouldn't need it at all. Why would it need it as a Lechat Tefillah? So we'll try to deal with that at the end. But first let's quote the various Shittos, and then we'll try to explain that question. So Tosos, both in Yevamos, on Memehem Beis and in Kiddushin and Tzamos Beis, the Tosos and the Tosos Rush, so they quote Shittos that it's only required as a Lechat Tefillah. Also, the Rush and Dalal Aminav has a quote that it's only required Lechat Tefillah. The Rashba quotes this, that it's only required as a Lechat Tefillah. But they just say it's Lechat Tefillah. They don't say that there are any ramifications to it. The Rif is the big Shita to say that there are it's only Lechat Tefillah, but there are ramifications. There's a nachmir whether you do it or not. So the Rif, and this Rif is also, I think the Rashba also quotes this Rif, and the Ramban also holds to this Rif, so it seems to be like the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Rif, on the one hand, hold that there's nafmina to this Tefillah needing a Beis Din Lechat Tefillah, as opposed to Tosos, and Tosos Rush, and the Rush, so they don't mention any nafmina, they just say that it's necessary Lechat Tefillah. So the Rif says that we require a Beis Din Lechat Tefillah, and if we do not have that Beis Din by Tefillah, so then they cannot get married Lechat Tefillah. The Dievet works, but Lechat Tefillah, we do not let them get married. The problem with this riff is Memhem Abiz, to say that L'chatzchil you can't get married. It's a little schwer in the Lashon of the Gemara there, which is a case where they didn't do tefillah in front of a Beis Din. It says, L'achshure ba u'bibrasa. The kasha is her and her daughter. And the pashas of saying L'achshure ba, the pashas says L'achshure ba is that she's kasher to go ahead and get married. That's just L'achshure ba, that Lashon of L'achshure ba, to kasher her. The pashas of that is for her to get married. So the riff is going to have to say L'achshure ba doesn't mean to get married, it just means that the gerus process is was completed, it's just that she needs Beis Din in order to get married. That's just a small problem in the Lashon of Memhem Abiz. Also, if Tefillah does not require a Beis Din, so then the Gemara in Kiddushin is also a little difficult. The Gemara in Kiddushin is Hamavez and Viz is discussing whether it's biyada or not to have a geirus. So we end up saying that it's not because miyema dimizdaki lehu hanit flasa. I guess it's not so difficult. I guess you would have to explain that the reason why you need three for the kabbalas and mitzvos. When you explain the Gemara in Kiddushin, you'd have to say that the three is necessary for Kabbalah Samitzos. It's not so difficult. It's not referring to the tefillah, it's referring to the Kabbalah Samitzos. Fine. So those are the various shittas in terms of those are the shittas that require the chatzilah. It's Tosos, this is Rush. A lot of shittas hold that it's only required the chatzilah. And the Rif, the Ramban and the Rashba hold that it has a nafmin in terms of getting married. To have the Beis Din Bishas tefillah. So why would it be that you need to have this as a lechatzilah? Why would you need to have Beis Din there as a lechatzilah? It's not necessary. They hold that really make her din, it's not necessary. So why would you need it as a lechatzilah? So we quoted Rav Moshe yesterday, who explained that it's needed lechatzilah because he's of the opinion that really you just need Beis Din at the very end. And the very end of the process could either be Mila or Tfila. Usually it's just Mila. Usually it's just Tfila, which is at the very end. Sometimes it could happen that Mila happens after the Tefillah, and so therefore Mila would be at the very end of the process. It's because of that, just as a L'chatzilah, we would always require either the Mila or the Tefillah to be, we would need it as a L'chatzilah, because it might be at the very end. But that's what Rav Moshe says. If you hold that the Kabbalah's Mitzvos needs three and nothing else, so then it's just difficult to plug that into those Rishonim. That Kabbalah Mitzvah needs three, nothing else. Tefillah and Mila do not require three. So then it's not really about what the order is, it's really just about Kabbalah Mitzvah requiring three and nothing else. So then why would Tefillah need to have Beis Din L'chatzchila? It fits for Rav Moshe's Shita and how he understands the Shulchan Aruch, but according to the other Rishonim that say that Kabbalah Mitzvah needs three and nothing else, then why would Tefillah need it as a L'chatzchila? So if you look at Tosos Chad Mikamayim and Memhem Abiz, he has an interesting lashon. By Vechen, it's the first of the middle lines. Vechen Ha'u Dehava Karulei Baramai V'Amrishuvim Levi Milo Tava Lekerio. Hachi hu maisesh in isgayer, he did misgayer. Umal, he did mila. V'kabam mixus mitzus kalas mixus mitzus kamuros. V'lotava b'shas geruso. Al achr mikan shetava l'kerio. L'vicha chamiron kevin din isgayer, since he was misgayer. V'kiba alav mixus mitzus kalas mixus mitzus kamuros. So he was mikabel, where he did kabal some mitzvos. Ach al pi. Shabishas hapakabala lonis damen lios sham shlosha. Also lo hatfila. He says even though there weren't three there bishas hakabbalah, and then afterwards he did tefila lekiryo, so then it works, because even though it wasn't in front of a beis din. So just what is afal pi shebishas hakabbalah? So the pashas is afal pi shebishas hakabbalah means kabbalah mitzvos, right? That's what kabbalah refers to, kabbalah mitzvos. That even though we didn't have three there bishas kabbalah mitzvos, still it works. So the problem is going to be that first, just the previous line, it's not as big of a problem as the next problem, but he says "Hachi ha'maisa shen is gayer umav a couple of mixes halos mitzvos chamuros will tavol bishas giruso until later on." And bishas giruso, you can't bring a raya that it's referring to that you need a beis din there bishas giruso, but he has some sort of distinction between mila and the kabbalah mitzvos and the tefillah that he does later. If none of it had a beis din, so I'm not sure what the difference is. He should just say that they did mila and kabbalah mitzvos, and he did tefillah shelo bifnei beis din. What's this distinction between the mila of the kabbalah mitzvos and he didn't do tefillah until later on without a beis din? And what happened before that? Before that also didn't have a beis din, and it's not necessary to have beis din. So why is he breaking this up? But the bigger question is that he's about to say in the next line that we require beis din by kabbalah mitzvos. And if we require a beis din by kabbalah mitzvos, what does he mean by ach bishah bishas hakabbalah lo nizdam liyos sham shlosha? If we don't have three bishas hakabbalah, so then it wouldn't work. We'll read it inside. In the very next line, he's going to say that kabbalah mitzvos needs three. He says v'hadam min gerusar shlosha, and that which we need three by gerus hani mila lechatzchila koshi odio mixus mitzvos kalos mitzvos meachamuros bishas mila bishas tzvila. V'hachli Tanya, then he quotes the brisa that requires kabbalah mitzvos. U'parchinan Allah, v'ha'anan tnan shlosha. So they say Tani Gimel, avol di'eved could go and show you mixos mitzvos kalos, mixos mitzvos chamuros. Afa pi shelo nizdam lo litzvo b'shah showed you who. V'afer kach tava l'keryo o isha l'nidosa. Gerim gemurim heim. They're gerim gemurim. He says, b'di'eved, you need to have kabbalah mitzvos. Meaning, when do we need three? B'di'eved, we need three by kabbalah mitzvos, even though we do not have three by the tefillah. He says, l'chatzchila, we require to have the kabbalah mitzvos during the shas mila and the shas tefillah. Meaning we need to have the beis din by all three, by the kabbalah mitzvos bishas mila and bishas tefillah. So we need the beis din there also. But b'di'eved, as long as we have three bishas kabbalah mitzvos, even though we don't have a beis din there bishas tefillah, so then that would work. So he clearly holds that we need three bishas kabbalah mitzvos. So if you need three bishas kabbalah mitzvos, what does he mean in the previous line to say that l'fichach tamrin came din is gara b'kibul la mixes mitzvos kalos mitzvos kamurus? We need three bishas hakabbalah. And also, just within the context, it seems clear that shas hakabbalah really is referring to shas hatfila. It would fit perfectly if it, instead of the word kabbalah, it had the word tefila. He says, "The tefillah I'm given in this sky, or v'kibal la mixus mitzvos kalos and mixus mitzvos chamuros." Alpha bishah bishas tefillah lo nizdam in liyoshem shlosha. You didn't have three bishas tefillah. The after kaf tava lekario also lo tefillah. The whole problem here is the fact that the tefillah didn't happen in front of three. The rest of it was in front of three, but not the tefillah. So would it just fit perfectly if you said alpha bishah bishas tefillah lo nizdam in liyoshem shlosha? You didn't have three bishas tefillah. So what does it mean that the shas, why does it say shas kabbalah if it's really referring to the shas tefillah? So we pointed out, we're going to get to the sugya of kabbalah mitzvos eventually. But we pointed out that, according to some, the Peyeshua says it, it's also clear from the Rambam, that kabbalah mitzvos is very much linked to the tefillah. That ideally, the kabbalah mitzvos should be really b'shas tefillah. There are certain circumstances where you can have kabbalah mitzvos shelo b'shas tefillah, but in general we want to have that the two together. You need to have the kabbalah mitzvos together with the tefillah. And the Tosafot Chacham Yochumai also calls the Shas Tefila the Shas HaKabbalah. Right? He's referring to the Shas Tefila as the Shas HaKabbalah. Really, he's referring to the Shas Tefila. The Kabbalah itself needs three. So when he says Shas Kabbalah here, he's referring to the Shas Tefila. So perhaps you can say that the reason why the Tefila for the Tosafot Chacham Yochumai, he calls it Shas HaKabbalah, is because this is really the first active acceptance of the Kabbalah Samitzvah. The Kabbalah Samitzvos is just saying yes. That's just a dibur or a thought process. A thought process to accept the Kabbalah Samitzvos. When is the very first time where he acts upon that Kabbalah Samitzvos? When is he mekabel the mitzvos in a maisa? That's b'shas tefillah. So when he says, af pisha b'shas ha-kabbalah lo nizdam elios shem shlosha, so maybe it's clear that he's referring to the shas tefillah. He's not referring to the shas HaKabbalah Samitzvos. So the Tefillah is, besides for it being a process in the Geirus process, a step in the Geirus process, it's also the first time that he's actively accepting upon himself mitzvahs. And so that's why he calls it Shas HaKabbalah. So perhaps that's why we require Tefillah as a Lechatchilah. Because Tefillah is not just a step in the process of Mila, Tefillah, and Kabbalah Samitzvos, but Tefillah is also a Shas HaKabbalah. That's the very first time that you're accepting mitzvos actively. It's not just a thought process, but you're actively going through the tefillah and accepting upon yourself that mitzvah of tefillah within the Geirus process. And so it's not required, it's not ma'akev, the Kabbalah's mitzvos is what's ma'akev. But the reason why we require tefillah as a lechatchilah, perhaps, is not because of tefillah itself, not because tefillah is a step in the process of the Geirus process, but it's really because it's a Kabbalah. This is an active Kabbalah. Tefillah itself turns into an active Kabbalah Samitzos. And Kabbalah Samitzos is what is Ma'akev. And the Lechatchilah is just the last part of that Kabbalah Samitzos, which is actively accepting upon yourself the Kabbalah Samitzos. And perhaps, I don't know if this is according to everybody, but at least according to the Tosafot Chacham Yochumai, I think it's a good deal to say, what's he doing with it? Why does it mention Shas HaKabbalah? Really, it's Shas Tefillah. So no, the Tefillah is part of that Kabbalah's mitzvos, and perhaps that's why it's required as a lechatchilah. On Sunday, we're going to deal with Tefillah B'Laila, and then on Monday, we're going to get to the Sheet of the Rambam.